Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Thursday, May 23rd, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
The Indian benchmark equity indices closed higher on Wednesday, driven by positive cues from global markets and strong Q4 earning reports from major companies. The Sensex climbed 267 points, closing 0.36% higher than the previous session. The Nifty remained relatively flat, gaining a modest 22 points. For decades, the Indian Institute of Technology, IITs, have been a beacon of hope for millions of Indians aspiring to build a stable and strong career. However, this year IITians are struggling to get placed. The anxiety at IIT is palpable, with hundreds of students from the 2024 batch still jobless even after the second round of placement. The traditional powerhouse of engineering talent is now casting a wider net, reaching out to startups, alumni, and exploring new industry segments to secure opportunities for its students. In particular, IIT Bombay reports that out of 1,973 students registered for placements, 1,387 have secured jobs in the first and second phases. Yet 300 to 400 students are still searching for employment. To address this, the placement teams are proactively contacting previous recruiters and broadening their search to include companies offering lower starting salaries than before. The challenge is more acute this year due to several large IT firms scaling back campus hires, a direct consequence of the economic downturn which has tightened budgets and led to job cuts across sectors. The newer IITs are feeling the pinch as well, navigating their placement season with cautious optimism. Mint's career correspondent, Devina Sen Gupta, along with Pratishtha Bagai, report on a challenging placement season at the IITs. Amid a severe heat wave and unpredictable weather patterns, India is grappling with the rise in health issues such as heat strokes and vector-borne diseases like dengue. In response, the Health Ministry has introduced an initiative that feels more necessary now than ever, including climate change in the medical curriculum. Medical students could soon be learning about climate change and its effects. The proposed course aims to prepare future medical professionals to better understand and tackle health challenges directly linked to climate fluctuations. Given the complexity of diagnosing conditions like heat stroke and managing emerging diseases like monkeypox, which are exacerbated by climate shifts, this educational update seems timely. Ms. Health and Pharma correspondent Sumitra Ghosh reports on the proposed inclusion, which could help our healthcare professionals deal with climate change more effectively. The Indian state has been in existence for close to 77 years, yet a basic necessity like clean water for all remains a challenge. The Jal Jeevan Mission, launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on August 15, 2019, aims to improve safe and adequate drinking water through individual household tap connections to all rural households by 2024. While it has made significant strides achieving 76.6% coverage of the estimated 193 million rural households, it still faces the challenge of ensuring these facilities are fully functional and sustainable. The initiative has seen substantial uptake, with 11 states and union territories reaching 100% coverage. However, states like West Bengal and Rajasthan lag, with less than half of rural households connected. The discrepancy often stems from variations in local implementation and reliance on state-level schemes. In the second installment of a new plain fact series by the Mint's data team, Shuja Asrar and Payal Bhattacharya examine the progress the Jal Jeevan Mission has made in rural parts of the country. Click on the link in the show notes to see the charts and interactive maps prepared by Shuja, Payal and the data team. Indian car makers are pushing back against new fuel efficiency standards proposed by the Bureau of Energy Efficiency, BEE. The BEE aims to align with Europe's stringent vehicle emission norms, targeting carbon emissions of about 70 grams per kilometer by 2030. Automakers argue that this target is too ambitious, given that gas-powered vehicles will likely remain dominant for the next decade despite ongoing electrification efforts. The BEE, advised by the US-based International Council on Clean Transportation, is advocating for these strict standards to enhance carbon reduction efforts and accelerate the shift to electric vehicles. This would involve hefty penalties for car makers that fail to comply. Mint's auto correspondent, Alicia Sachdev, spoke to industry insiders who warned that such stringent rules could drastically impact sales and jobs as EV technology in India isn't as advanced in Europe and the charging infrastructure is still underdeveloped. Navigating generational differences at work has always been a challenge, but the gap seems to be widening. Today, companies are increasingly cautious about how they handle young employees, especially those belonging to the Generation Z, born between 1997 and 2012. These younger workers often bring a different perspective to the work environment, leading to tensions with older managers. The general shift reflects broader changes in workplace dynamics. Companies are finding that traditional approaches may not resonate with younger workers who value flexibility and personal well-being over conventional workplace rewards. The challenges extend beyond daily operations to strategic considerations. Many young professionals joined the workforce during the pandemic, missing out on traditional office bonding and thus having a different view of workplace expectation. This shift has prompted some firms to link office attendance with appraisals to encourage a return to the office setting. Moreover, younger workers are not shy about voicing their needs or moving on if those needs are unmet. For instance, they might prioritize sufficient holiday time over salary increases, reflecting a shift towards valuing experiences over material gains. Mint's Devina Sengupta takes a deep dive into the challenges and struggles associated with this generational divide in workplaces. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@lifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. Tractor Supply trusts 5G solutions from T-Mobile. Together, we're connecting over 2,200 stores with 5G business internet, empowering AI so team members can match shoppers with the products they need faster. This is enriching customer experience. This is Tractor Supply with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.